Hey everyone, Rob Kress here, your functional lifestyle pharmacist, and I want to welcome you to yet another episode of the Functional Pharmacy Podcast. You can find us over at functionalpharmacy.com. And how are you? I hope you're all doing well. It is what, November 20th right now, and you know, we're turning into the holiday season. And you know, I was trying to think what to talk about, and you know, I haven't talked about COVID. And I didn't really want to talk about COVID but I want to talk about something that we're starting to see more of, and it's the long COVID or COVID long hauler syndrome. And the topic is kind of, well, you can see the title. And long COVID or COVID long hauler, it's not just about COVID. And I want people to understand this. So as we've seen with COVID, well, one thing, it's going to affect you more if you've got some predisposed issues, right? Metabolic syndrome, blood pressure, diabetes, you know, breathing issues. And on the other side of things, with the long COVID, sometimes people who get COVID but not too severe, they might be the ones that get the long COVID. So it's not to say the ones that got COVID worse are going to get it. So you start to scratch your head and you say, why? So, you know, you can rationalize, and the reports do show that there is a potentiality of people just like getting COVID who get long COVID that do have these chronic illnesses, these predisposed issues, like the blood pressure, right? Like the obesity, like the diabetes and all that. Although I want to take this a bit further, because there's also some very generally healthy people that get COVID, and maybe COVID's not bad, but the long COVID comes on, and we've seen a few of these. And you begin to wonder, and to me, that's what it lights up the notion of, it's not just about COVID, so let's not start there, because we can treat long COVID, right? I mean, and that's not what this topic is about, this podcast that is. It's not how to treat it. But it's to understand that we need to look deeper. And if anything, I think that's what COVID has taught us, you know, that we are basically a fragile society. And we're not just fragile on the metabolic issues. Yeah, sure. Metabolic syndrome, blood pressure, diabetes, all that stuff, right? Being overweight, I mean, not sleeping, like that's the makeup of our country. That's 80 to 90% of the reason people are coming into the pharmacies, some distillation of that, right? Inflammation, whatever it might be. But what I want to talk about is what the light isn't being shined on, which I think it needs to. And it's things that we see from more of a functional point of view. And that's issues such as adrenal fatigue or adrenal suppression or chronic stress. I mean, chronic stress will neuter your immune system. Or digestive issues, gut issues. You know, the gut is 80 to 90% of our immune system. And there are many maladies that can come about, such as dysbiosis, which is an unbalance of our good bacteria compared to our bad bacteria. Infection, which isn't often, it's really not picked up on standard conventional allopathic tests. Maldigestion, you know, looking at how are our enzymes, are we abundant with them? Inflammation as well. So if you see a patient that's got long COVID, think a little deeper. Don't think it's just they're stricken with it. Don't think it's just COVID. You know, there's a reason they got the COVID in the first place, right? And I think we just lose sight of the fact that, like, oh, that's a generally healthy person. They don't have high blood pressure. They don't have diabetes. They don't have this. They don't have that. But what about adrenal fatigue? What about gut health? What about these other issues that certainly play a role? We are holistic beings. You know, we are the makeup of the food we eat, the exercise we do and we don't do, the thoughts we think, the emotions that we feel. And all that also plays a role on our current state of stress. What has brought us here? You know, our biography is our biology. The path we have taken, what has happened to us years and years ago, can still be present in us right now. So this is kind of a short one. I'm going to post it to a blog post. So hop on over to functionalpharmacy.com. It'll be of the same title, and I'll give you a few little more tidbits there to write it out for you. So anyway, I hope you're all doing awesome. Real short 5-minute one, but honestly, the biggest thing here, I probably just could have given you the headline. The take home is COVID long haul, long COVID, whatever you want to call it. It's not just about COVID. This whole thing isn't, right, folks? I mean, you know, if anything, this is the wake-up call that we need to turn the ship around. We can't just rely on medications to get us out of the woods, which we've done for too long. I mean, we stopped trying not to die until this happened. You know, think about it. Let's go back to primal man and woman, right? I mean, that was, we were fighting to stay alive. We were living to stay alive to procreate, and that was about it. It was a dangerous life. We had the perfect genetic makeup. We could have lived into our hundreds, but life was harsh. So we perfected the perfect genetic makeup because we kept trying not to die. So we were strong of body. We were strong of mind. We were strong of rest. We knew how to rest. We knew how to exercise, how to work, how to play. All those key factors. So, all right, I'm going to sign off now. Thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you next episode.